Blog Talk Radio.
Kelly Joe Monahan and Biscuits and Tea Mystic. Happy 4th of July. I wanted to share a little bit about our flag and how it got its, why they picked the colors that it is. The white signifies purity and innocence. The red signifies hardiness and valor. And blue signifies vigilance and perseverance. So that's what that means. And then it also says that part of it comes from the Union Jack because we came from there. And they and then President Reagan said that the flag signifies qualities of human spirit, which we Americans cherish. The red is for courage and readiness to sacrifice, white is for pure intentions, high ideals, and blue for vigilance and justice. And the behind the design, known of its colors as the 50 stars, are for the 50 states. The 13 red and white stripes represent the 13 colonies. And then the stars, also lesser known, is symbol of heaven's divine goal to which man has aspired from time immortal, and the stripe is symbolic of the rays of light emanating from the sun. Also wanted to let you know that when and there's a war or something, there's an energy that is left behind, and it forms like an energy loop, so it instant repeats. And sometimes it can be just residual in the fact that it repeats and repeats, repeats. And then there can be interactions with ghosts that don't know that they died because it happened so quick and it was so horrific. So I wanted to let you guys know that. Well, I'll take a caller. 817. Hello, 817. Do you have a question?
Hello, Kelly Jo.
Hi, how are you today? Happy 4th of July tomorrow.
Yes, happy early 4th of July. And I hope you're well and everyone out there is well as well. I just have a quick question. I wondered if I've been in a relationship for a little bit, and I wondered if this was, you saw this as a good long-term relationship, a good match, in other words.
Well, right now I think you're really enjoying each other and having a lot of fun, and you guys are excited to see each other, and I feel like it's mutual. So it can, I can't promise what the other person does, but it feels mutual right now. It can lead into something nice.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, and thank
you're
you for your time.
You're welcome. You do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 229. Hello, 229. Do you have a question?
Yes. Do you see me getting a job soon?
Well, you've put out applications and stuff. Within two. So there's a two around you. So it's either 2 days or 2 weeks. I don't think it'll be 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you deal with processing? Like, are you, like, in, like, paper processing?
That's what I was, yesterday I said forget it. So I started doing all the data entry, clerical, executive, admin, all that different stuff. That's, I was throwing my resume everywhere.
Well, I
and
see
I
you doing,
saying, well,
like,
whatever comes.
Because I see you doing processing of papers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
okay.
It's probably the clerical. It, to me, it looks more like secretarial, you know, for lack of better words.
Yeah,
and, and I see you're inundated with paperwork, and you're going to have to put a whole bunch of information in the computer. Because I hear your nails clicking on the keys. You're punching
okay.
in all kinds of data.
Okay, so they do have my resume, and okay. All right, I'll just wait around then and see. Thank you so much.
But you'll be inundated by papers.
Yeah, that's so boring. But it's a job. I got to do it. I have to take care of myself.
Well, sometimes you got to chop wood, carry water before you get where you want to go. Now, do you have an AA degree? Because I see you working on an AA degree.
I have put all my information to the to this place to see if they'll send me back to school, but I don't know what's the hold up. So I'm hoping they will send me back to school so I can finish it up.
No, I see you getting an AA degree.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Is that going to be this year, or will I go back to school within the next
year? It looks
year?
Like within the next year, and you'll have your AA degree.
Yeah.
And that'll help you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll work first, and then I see you doing nighttime classes 3 days a week.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, yeah. Do you think I'm going to start all over again, or will I just go ahead and
you'll
and
add to what the stuff you already got.
Yeah, okay.
And I think, though, wherever you go, they'll apply what you know what you've done, experience, will apply towards your degree, however that works. I have no idea.
I know what you're saying, though. Yeah, they do have that program.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Have
a
happy
birthday, ma'am.
All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And you can reach me privately for private sessions, 561-333-5367. 201. Hello,
hi.
201. Do you have a question?
I do. It's about work. My boss left on Friday, and I'm going to be working for someone new. I'm not really sure of my responsibilities yet. What do you see with regards to that, please?
Well, you aren't going to lose your job. You're there. You come with the facility. You're sort of like a fixture. But I see you doing a lot.
I love it there. I'm hoping that they keep me.
Well, I see you doing a lot more answering calls, processing paperwork, and making sure that you won't be the biller, but you'll make sure that the billing gets done. It's like you'll be the oversee lady of all the other people.
I don't work in billing, so
I know
really
that.
Sure.
I said you won't do billing, but you will oversee and make sure everything's done. You'll be like the watcher over everybody.
Okay.
You're like
with
the
new boss. Do you see us having a good relationship, or I'm just a bit concerned because it's someone new?
I said you're like a fixture there.
Mm-hmm.
It will be all right.
Yeah.
You know, if they were going to get rid of you, they would have gotten rid of you. They won't. Because you know how everything works.
Right.
You're like the old guard that's going to teach the new guard how to do everything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I've been there, you know, a few months, and I am concerned about losing my job because my boss left and
what
I was
did
her
I
assistant.
Tell, ma'am, what did I tell you?
I know what you told me.
Okay, and there's no guarantee, but you're like an old fixture. You're going to teach the old guard how to do stuff. They would have gotten rid of you if they didn't want you there.
Right.
So that says you're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get to know the he'll like how you work because you do things. You get stuff done. You get stuff done of the work of two peoples.
Okay.
It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You just don't like change. You're going to be okay.
No, I do like change, but under the circumstances, I'm concerned.
You're going to teach the old guard how to do stuff.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, I wish everybody happy 4th of July, and you can reach me at 561-333-5367 for a private reading. And we'll see you in the future. And have a wonderful 4th of July.